How to use baking sourdough as support by raising money. Well, bakers play a central role in your community. They lead the way in communicating and engaging people into thinking about what we eat and how we are connected. The fact that you're reading this means you already understand that it is you and not me that will make the difference. And hold on to that feeling you have right now. It's not easy to raise funds, but it does mean that you have understood that baking sourdough is a form of activism and you are already halfway to making a difference in just this alone. So, do you have to use the peace porridge? Well, you don't have to use the peace porridge in a recipe in your bakery to raise funds, but it has been specifically designed to create a deeper understanding of the complexities of the current situation. I would like people not to use just the peace porridge as a means as visual process on their social media, but I want to encourage sourdough bakers and bakeries, very importantly, bakeries all over the world, to take this recipe and method and use your voice as a baker to raise funds and to support the hundreds of thousands of people who've been devastated by this invasion within your own community. The knowledge in the peace porridge is coupled with some basic facts here in this article, and it will help you to communicate why we are connected and why we must support peace. This goes far, far beyond this one invasion at this point in time. There's a lot more at play here, and we must not stand on the sidelines thinking that this aggression, invasion, the situation will not affect us, because it will. And part of raising funds support is actually in raising awareness of why we must call for peace and cessation of violence. So, okay, my top 7 tips on using bread to raise funds. I think that the quickest way to reach a large group of people is through social media and asking others to share what you are doing. So remember, include your date, opening times if you run a bakery, and your venue. Remember as well that this humanitarian crisis is literally just beginning. Consider a longer term way to incorporate raising funds as part of your approach to the way that you bake your bread. If you are going to bake from home, please be very clear on your duty of care for allergens and hygiene rules. If this is something you want to do regularly, then consider asking your local pub or restaurant if you can borrow the kitchens and perhaps pay them in bread. It's also a lot less messy than trying to do it from your domestic kitchen. Trust me on that one. If you're a professional baker, then consider as well using the porridge in a loaf that's not necessarily your best seller. I understand why you would want to do that, but you still have overheads and there are actually hidden costs in raising money, and your base costs right now of electricity and ingredients and staff are increasing and they will keep on increasing. So don't forget the hidden costs in raising funds. You still have a business to run. You will make more money if you make slightly smaller items such as pocket breads or rolls. I've put a picture of the pocket breads in this feature above. I know the balls are beautiful, but if you do the maths, and I'm just going to do something very, very simple and say that you will raise about 50% more on average if you sell slightly smaller items. Now listen, I appreciate our human connections. I have so many right now. I have team members and staff, people who are part of my team, sorry, being a bit emotional there, who are in Moscow and the Ukraine. I have students in the Ukraine who are in the middle of what's going on here. And I understand that people are calling for help, but please be very careful in supporting correctly. I am going to advise you, as policy, we would suggest an official charity. On the other hand, do take time to look and consider carefully which charities actually get help on the ground, and make sure your funds do not just go into a top-heavy administration charity. It's worth taking a little time to do your research. The other thing is, consider having a charity pot clearly visible. Sometimes people don't want to buy another bread or an extra bread or even that particular bread, but they're very happy just to make a donation. Who to support? Well, it's just not my job to tell you this. It's my role to provide you with the means to create the bread and communicate. However, if you choose to support the Ukraine and support peace, the choices and views are yours. I think the easiest way to think about this is a choir. It's full of many voices, and all voices count. When we pull our voices together, I hope that we will drown out voices of violence and aggression. I do ask that whatever charity you choose using the Peace Porridge is one that supports peace and anti-violence. And I don't want anything that we do here to support any continuation of violence in any way. I know that's obvious, but just be a little careful what you do with your funds. This is a bake for peace on every level, to support activism and to show solidarity, to make our voices heard. One community, we are a sourdough community of bakers. I also want to remind you that there are many brave bakers right now, including, as I said, some of my own teams in members in Russia. They're now living under the threat of an autocratic megalomaniac who is controlling and suppressing thought, speech and actions of his people with the same hand that is invading the Ukraine. Take a deep breath and be compassionate. This is a complex and dangerous situation for more people than you might realise. Join in, make a difference. You are very welcome to use the hashtag Sado for Solidarity, and I will try my best to share what you are doing and to keep on providing support to the people who have been most affected by this situation. I hope you found this useful, and stay in touch. Together, I think, never underestimate the power of a small group of people to make a difference.